The Nile is the longest water body in the world and a backbone of many of Africa's fragile ecosystems. Environmentalists say the Nile faces new threats from climate change, population growth, and economic expansion. Journalists from Egypt, Ethiopia, Sudan, South Sudan, Kenya, Rwanda, Uganda, Eritrea, Tanzania, Burundi, and Democratic Republic of Congo are attending a week of training on how to use information, geographic location, and imaging for journalism. Henry Owino, a journalist from Kenya, says his training on data collection can help journalists produce researched stories on the Nile.
One of the key things that I've learned is that it adds value to the story. It gives the story credibility. People believe on what you are doing that it has been researched. Most journalists, they are normally, they either do text or they do audio or they are just TV. But now that there's something called convergent, where text is involved, voice is involved, the video is involved, all this combined in a one story. So those who cannot read can listen to the audio part of it. Those who cannot listen can see through the video. And those who can do both, either of them, advantage to them.
The training is funded by InfoNile, a cross-border group of what are called geojournalists who use geographic data to cover stories. The training aims to help journalists cover critical stories on water issues in the Nile River Basin. Rwandan journalist Annonciata Byukusenge says she's grateful for the skills offered in the InfoNile training.
Before the training of the InfoNile in Rwanda, we were not aware about the data journalism. Even myself, I didn't produce any story contain data, but after getting that skills, I produce stories containing data. I'm still more training to read. I need to be a specialist in data journalism because in my country we have a gap about data journalism.
Owino says journalism has shifted to a new era of technology.
To train journalists, for them to adapt these new skills in journalism, it will take time because journalists, they still live in that era of competition. They always want to break news. So those who are doing news, okay, they can run with the news, but if you want to do a proper research story with a background, you have to sit down, you gather your information, your data, and you do a lot of multiple sources, interviews, to help you verify whatever you are writing. For InfoNile to get journalists to do this, they have to train various countries of the Nile Basin.
Frederick Mujira is a Ugandan journalist and co-founder of InfoNile. He says there is a big trust gap between journalists and scientists, and that InfoNile is working to bridge the gap.
We strongly believe that it is important to tell stories using data. Data helps to bring these stories out in a credible way, but also we want communities to take informed decisions based on science. And you know, you cannot tell stories without data and think that you are telling stories with science. We strongly believe that there is a big challenge of funding for journalists. They have no money. They want to tell stories. There are good stories out there. In South Sudan, for example, there are good stories around forests, around national parks, but journalists cannot go to these areas to tell this story because it is extremely hard.
InfoNile provides story grants, training, and mentorship to journalists across the Nile Basin for in-depth coverage on water, environment, biodiversity, and climate. The group has trained 250 journalists since it was launched in 2017. For VOA News, I'm Dennis Logonyi reporting from Kampala.